All right, we are live. We are live and back, live and back at the same time. It's me, Andy Gannon, professional comedian and computer idiot.
Expert.
And expert idiot. With me, Jody C, TikTok, Midget Mafia OG, all the stuff, Ant-Man, Marvel, whatever you want to say. Got it. He's the man. McDonald's, whatever. We'll be talking about that in a minute. Anyways, all right, welcome back to the podcast. We've been busy. I have been traveling, and we have not done the podcast in a while, so forgive us. Jody's busy. I was busy. I'm in and out of town, but I'm actually here in town for a few days, and my computer crapped out this morning because I said, hey, Jody, can you do the podcast? And you're like, yeah, I can do it tomorrow. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm spending 20 minutes because my computer wouldn't turn on. So now I had to borrow my wife. Thank God she got a brand new computer the other day. So I was like, oh, yeah, she got a brand new laptop. I forgot. Because she was running off her work computer for so long. She's like, I need a new computer. And then Jody went away. And here I am at 11:45, spending 20 minutes trying to get my computer turned on. It did that the other day, and I just didn't think nothing of it. My wife's like, how old is that computer? And I'm like, well, I got it probably 3 years before we got married. And then I said, so I've had it over 8 years. She goes, oh, it's out of date. And I'm like, I spent $1,500 on that son of a gun.
It's out of date when it walks out the store.
I know, right? I'm like, the only reason I didn't buy a Mac because this one was $500 cheaper, and I was like, you know. And now yeah. I'm like, maybe I should have got the Mac. Jeez, you know, I don't know. Anyways, computers and technology is not my and I'm having issues with my phone. I gotta go get a new phone today too. I've been dealing with that for like 3 weeks on the road. It won't charge, and then when it does charge, like the battery doesn't. It will just drain in 2 seconds, even if I put it on low battery. I know, yeah. Turn off all the. I've done it at all. The problem is that they won't let us out of the contract because we're still under whatever. And then I'm like, well. So we went back and forth through all this. I just got to go get a new one today.
Hey, remember when you could replace the batteries yourself?
Yeah, I know. Remember that? Dude, it's not the battery. I know that it actually had it tested a while back, and they said there was something wrong with the charging port they couldn't fix. And so when I said, okay, well, let's fix it. Okay, get this. We pay for the warranty. We pay for a warranty, right? Yep. Pay for a warranty. Guess what? They go, okay, you have to send it in to us because you can't just take it to nobody anymore because they can't fix it at a location no more. You have to mail your phone to us, pay us $500, and then we'll send you a loaner phone for a couple of weeks till we figure out what's wrong and fix your phone. Then mail it back. Then we'll think about, you know, giving you your $500 back. I go, this is not a warranty. This is like just holding my money hostage and my phone and me hostage.
Yeah. So and like you said, you used to be able to walk in the store, get it fixed, come back out, you're good.
Yep. Yeah. And no, or they just give you a new phone. If you're under your warranty, they're like, here's a new phone. Have a nice day. We'll deal with you, you know, we'll deal with it, you know, down the road. Not anymore. So when they told me that a couple of months ago, I was like, I'm just going to ride this sucker out till it dies and hopefully get out of contract. We're out of the contract, but we're still under the lease agreement for a couple more months. And I was me and my wife looked at the numbers and talked about, let's just change providers. I'm like, they're no different. They're no freaking different. They're all running the same scam. It's like, so today, so after we get done with this, that was my whole goal. I was like, we'll just jam out the podcast 11 o'clock. I'll run, go get a new phone 12 and then deal with all the downloading stuff all day, you know, because you got to download all your new stuff all day.
Do you know all your passwords?
Nope. We'll be spending we'll be spending the next 6 days redoing passwords. Okay. Redoing new passwords that Andy can't remember.
Yeah.
And then maybe by midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, I'll have a phone that functions. Okay. That's literally my day. And then my computer goes, no, I don't want to work either. And I'm like, you sons of bitches.
Technology.
You know, I need somebody in charge of this shit. This is why Bert Kreischer and all these guys have handlers because.
Yeah. Management.
I don't make that money. I don't make that type of money yet.
Get get you an intern.
So how have you been, Jody? Hey, I found you another donkey. I found you another donkey this morning.
No.
On Facebook. I tagged you. Did you see it?
No.
Did you
find not it? Yet. Okay. We just got two pigs. I don't need a donkey.
Adoption. It's up for adoption. It's free. Oh, it's up for adoption.
No. I just got pigs.
And it's through my friend who actually runs the who's on the board of the Humane Society over in Clinton County. And she somehow or another got connected with this guy who has a donkey. He wants someone with a farm and some nice pets. And I'm like, I got your guy.
You could put it in your backyard.
No, you.
The pool? Swimming pool?
No, he does. No donkey in the pool.
Yeah.
No donkey in the pool. No.
No, we just got pigs. I don't need no more animals.
Well, you had a donkey. Where's your mule, donkey, horse?
It's out there, and it's about the laziest dumb thing we've ever had.
See, it needs a buddy.
It doesn't protect nothing.
It needs a buddy.
Doesn't protect the goats, the other horse, the other little pony.
Nothing. I tagged you. He's young. He's only 5 years old. He'll go hee-haw and all the stuff.
We have enough hee-haws.
No, you need another one. You got room. I'm gonna message your wife and be like, hey, I've never messaged you before, but
I have a donkey for you.
Trust me on this. Jody wouldn't listen to me. I need you to listen to me. I need you to have this donkey. I need you to take this donkey onto the farm. It'll be great. And I bet she'll say yes.
She probably would.
And then Jody would be like, "Up, oh, I'm driving to go get a donkey." Dude, once you have one, it's just like kids. You know, once you got one, just have another one. You already got the stuff. You already spent the money. Just mind the
ball. Yeah. I mean, that's what we did with the pig. It was like, well, they need a body, so we'll get two.
Yeah.
So now we got two pigs.
Yeah, that's how we end up with two dogs. My wife's like, Chewy needs a friend. I'm like, yeah. Huh? I'm like, no, he doesn't.
I didn't need a friend growing up.
You had a couple of brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a couple of brothers. What'd you have? Anyways, anything else? Because, like I said, I found your donkey. Found your donkey this morning. I'm trying to pull him up. Where is the donkey?
No, we've been actually just chilling and watching a lot of Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, chilling and watching a bunch of Netflix.
Yeah.
I can't watch Netflix. I've watched everything on it.
We just started watching All American.
Hey, I know you said you did something with McDonald's a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is it out?
No.
Is it coming
out? I don't know. They paid me. That's all I worry about.
Did they say what they were going to do with it or their intentions with it?
Nope. No intentions, no info. Here's the money. We want the rights to it. Have a nice day. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
What did you do? What did you do on it?
It was just one of my sound bites that they wanted to use.
Oh, they're just using a sound bite.
Just use a sound bite.
I bet it's for that new corn. That's what I want to talk about. Did you see this shit? Did you see this?
I seen the corn.
Did you see the corn?
Yes.
That was a present in disguise. That was a gift from the president. Because I was like, I did a whole bit about it Sunday morning at the show right after I saw it. I've got a whole new bit. It's so awesome because that is the dumbest thing. It's not a vegetable, number one. Corn is not a vegetable. It's a grain. But let's get this out of the way. And the fact that they wanted to put a vegetable to attract people, because, you know, let's not fix the McFlurry machine. Let's not fix better quality of food, or let's get people.
Put salads back.
I'll go into the shrimp salad in a minute. You remember the shrimp salad they did? Remember that bullshit shrimp? It's a package of sea monkeys.
Yeah.
It was a package of cold sea monkeys is what it was. They stopped selling sea monkeys. They go, hey, we have all these dried up anemone sea monkeys. What do you want? And McDonald goes, oh, we'll wet them and cold them and call it a shrimp salad. That's what that was. That was some bullshit.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit. That was sea monkey salad is what that was. Now we got corn. And they say corn, oh, it's not a vegetable. And by the way, who in their right mind would be like, I want a side of corn with my quarter pounder with cheese. Here's the thing. it's a grain, and it doesn't digest in your body. It's no, it's the only thing that we call a vegetable that does not, the human body cannot digest. So it's just one more item on the entire McDonald's menu that we can't digest. We can't digest the McDonald's menu as it is. Now you're just gonna put one more thing on there we can't digest. It should be ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We still can't digest it. That's their slogan. That is their new slogan.
But think of this. You can go to KFC and get your chicken, and then swing by McDonald's and get your corn.
KFC had corn. Did they get rid of it? They used to have corn.
I don't know.
I think they had corn on one of those little bowl things. But
it might have. Yeah. But is it McDonald's corn?
Yeah, McDonald's corn. Do you trust McDonald's? Do you think it's really corn? Let's be honest. I mean, it's not. I mean, they're not serving us meat. They're not serving us meat anymore.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
In case they want to use me again.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We still can't digest it. It's my favorite slogan.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what they think about when they add stuff like that. Like, who is the mastermind behind that?
It was some 20-year-old idiot goes, "Hey, remember that corn? Remember that corn kid? Corn, remember that corn song on TikTok?"
Yep.
That's what we need. Let's bring back the corn.
Yep.
Remember he had the juice? Ours won't have juice. It'll be dried out. It'll be dried out corn. You know that dried out corn they use for decorations and Halloween? That's what we need. Well, just give us candy corn. I mean, the crap you give us as is, candy corn be healthier than what's in that damn burger.
Probably.
Anyways.
Yeah, I would just like to be at the board meeting sometimes
That's what I said in my whole set the other day, Sunday. Yeah. I was like, I want to be on the board when these idiots make a decision, like when Cracker Barrel decided alcohol, and when Waffle House decided to have a drive-through in Lawrenceville, and it failed miserably. Let some of us sit in there. Let some of us normal retards sit in there.
Yeah.
We probably have way better ideas and suggestions and cost-friendly and actually get people to come.
Yeah. But look, I mean, they decided on corn. What was the other options?
That's what I want to know. What's the option? What was the other option? There's vegetables out of the ass. You could have gone with broccoli. You could have gone with Satan's devil's lettuce, which is Brussels sprouts, which they're never good.
Yeah.
I mean, or tomatoes. You could have gone with it. I know tomatoes probably spoil. Corn doesn't spoil. My thing is...
Like those veggie straws. They should have done something like that.
Veggie straws. What veggie straws?
It's like carrots and all that. Those like dehydrated into like a potato chip.
Yeah, the potato chip thing.
They should have done something like that.
Yeah, they give you a little pack of veggie straws.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. We want a cup of buttered corn nuggets. We're going to give you a thing of buttered corn nuggets.
And think how many are going to sell.
Not a damn one.
I guarantee you they will.
Oh, they will. The people do try it.
Yeah, so I had just to try it.
I like corn. I like real corn, too, but I also like real burgers and real meat. And I'd like to have an ice cream. But they ain't going to give me any of that at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Still no McFlurry.
I don't know. It's amazing what they can come up with and think of. And
dude, all they do is keep writing me a new set.
Yeah.
And I just sat back and I was doing a show 2 weeks ago in Virginia, or a week ago in Virginia Beach, and for Steve Sabo, who's a great comedian, great headline. Go check him out. He's a great author. He's written several books. If you think about getting into comedy, want to know what it's like to get into comedy, or try to have a guide to help you, his book on how to fail at comedy is the best book. I suggest to anybody that's thinking about it and what it takes to actually do comedy and what we deal with. It'll either scare you off or you'll be like, shooty dude, there's a lot of work in this. So anyways, but it's very good. I've read the book. I found it very helpful and it helped me out on a lot of things where I'm at. And so Steve. So Steve, now I now feature for him on several shows. He's taking me on the road, which has been awesome. But we were in Virginia Beach and he looked at me and he's like, "Man, you keep doing these current event jokes, which are great." He goes, "I like them." Because I got a whole Bud Light joke, you know, talking about sucking down tall boys. That's all they do, you know. And it usually gets the crowd's attention. And you keep going in and out. What is going on? Okay, we'll deal with that. The fact that we're actually recording is amazing. The fact that we're recording, it's amazing. I don't know what we're going to do with it, where it's going to go, but we're recording. of any place. God, the technology issues we're having today. Jesus. Anyway, if you're listening, I'm sorry. It's a cluster. It's just laughable. Anyways. Yeah. So the fact we're actually doing a podcast after 3 weeks is amazing. Anyways. Sorry. Oh my gosh, it's life. Anyways, so he was like, "Hey, look, you know, I like that you do all these current event jokes, you know, at the top. You know, it gets people's attention. They're real funny. I like them." He said, "Man, you know, there's an expiration date on them because you just can't keep doing them forever." And I go, "Well, I don't want to do them forever.
Yeah.
I don't want to do the same material." And I said, "I like to do something at the top that's, you know, even, and there's a lot of times you'll throw something out." And people don't even know about it yet. Like, you know, yeah. Alcoholic prayer, I still get a lot of people like, no. And then a lot of people now are like, yes. When in the beginning I started, people were like, no. And yeah. Like Sunday morning when McDonald's posted that on Facebook, that was the first time I think they posted it. Sunday morning, first thing. Because I even went back and looked. It was this new. And I go, oh, gosh, this is fresh. This is brand new. People are like, hey, guess what? And people are like, what? So when you introduce something like that, it's like, hey, guess what McDonald's is doing? And it did everybody's attention because they're like, we didn't know this.
Yeah.
And it's like, do tell. So then it gives you a whole fresh thing. And I've got a thing on the summary. But anyways, they do have an expiration. But sometimes you're able to go back and then bring them back in like a year or two down the road with something else. Like, hey, remember when those idiots blew themselves up in the sub? Now, look at this. We got, you know,
yeah.
You can parallel.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he was telling me, he's like, man, he goes, you know, just, you know, you doing that stuff. But it keeps me writing. Keeps me fresh. And it keeps, you know, but it's fun because it's current. And it's fun for me. It makes it fun for me.
That's what it's about.
And so when I'm having fun, like, y'all ain't gonna believe this crap. McDonald's is serving corn. This is not the most ironic BS you've ever heard. And then, so he was like, kind of saying, good job. Great. But you know, and it does, and it expires, and it's used. And I like using them, and I like doing it. There's a lot of communities that do, and a lot of people who won't do current events though, because it kind of goes away and stuff moves so fast now in the news. You really gotta, if you find something, you gotta commit to it and jump on it.
Yeah.
And stay on it. Because even sometimes you can use it a little longer because it takes people, other than Bud Light, it takes people longer to find out about certain things.
Yeah.
You find out, even though you're like, hey, everybody should know about this because it's on Facebook. I forget how much I'm on social media because of what I do. So I see more stuff faster, quicker than a lot of the masses do. I think everybody knows this. It's mostly the people that are in my orbit that are in my Facebook. Like, even, you know, so it makes me go, okay, I can, you know, I don't shy away from doing it and using it. And so I always, it's fun. It's fun. It's like, look what's going on.
Well, like you said, it keeps your mind going.
Keeps my mind going.
Yeah.
Keeps my, and you don't get stale and all that stuff. And so it's fun. But it's all, but yeah. But for now, since like last couple years, this year, more than anything, I swear to God, there's been more stupidity, more dumb things in the news.
Yeah.
I think in a while. Like, I mean.
And it ain't changing. It's one thing.
It's getting even worse. It's getting dumber. Yeah. And it's like, we went from a balloon in the China balloon. Then we went to Bud Light, which we're still mad about that. And then we went to a submarine with a bunch of billionaires and a remote control. Then, before that, Cracker Barrel said, we're going to do alcohol. And then they pulled have you noticed they pulled all the billboards down? I think I've said this before.
I've seen that.
My wife's like, I said, that's me. That's because of me. I know that's because of me. They don't want to advertise. Even though they're still serving alcohol, that's me. I did that.
Yeah.
I made them pull those back because I said something. She goes, well, you're not that popular. I go, but they responded.
And they heard it.
Guess what went away?
Yeah.
Their billboards with the beer and the fried chicken, it went away. I thought when I remembered that news thing about Waffle House doing a drive-through years ago, which by the way, that drive-through is still attached to that Waffle House. It's just they shut it off. They don't deal with it anymore. I was like, I thought that was the most ridiculous thing, and people don't know about it. People forgot about it. Some people do know about it. And then now it's just like, all the restaurants, all the big boys are giving me just stuff at one right after the other. I'm like, you guys just keep on rocking because y'all are just helping me in it.
And it's because they're trying to keep up with everybody's mindset nowadays. And they're just going just as stupid as everybody else.
But they're not listening to people. I see the comments. You see the comments. You can go in there and read the comments in 2 seconds. Yeah. And go, oh, they want ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, they want a better burger. They want meat. They want it similar to what it was years ago. Or, hey, let's get rid of the one thing people really, not a lot of people liked it. Some people did. But I thought it got more attention than anything. The McRib, we're getting rid of McRib forever.
Yeah.
Bye. That thing was made of freaking corn. That thing was corn filler with barbecue sauce.
Probably.
Yeah. Corn is in everything. They use corn and everything as a filler because it's cheap and easy. And it's a grain, not a vegetable, a grain. And when you grind it up, it goes a long ways. It's like sawdust, but it's an actual food product. It's grain. You still can't digest it correctly or whole. But instead of them grinding it up and putting it in the meat, oh, let's just give them to a whole. Let's just give them to a whole.
Just think about it, though. In about 10 years, we can eat roaches and that corn.
Yes, correct.
Okay. That's a great dinner.
Great dinner. Great dinner. Great dinner while while my arm and ear falls off and my nose falls off.
Yeah.
You know.
But at least it'll be halfway healthy and help the client.
If I ever do get some fame and popularity, I'm never getting any commercial gigs. You know that by all the stuff I've said about all these places, right?
That's why I had a nice long contract to sign.
Yeah. Yeah. Andy, we want you to do a commercial, pay you a couple million, do a commercial real quick. Oh, okay. I'll go to sign. They go, never mind. We caught up on some of your podcast. And we heard some of your bits and some of your takes. No, we're good. We're good. Never mind. Cancel that.
Yeah. And then they'll find somebody else that's completely idiot. Take it over.
I'm like, what did I say? Oh, I just said the truth. Oh, sorry, my bad.
I thought you could say the truth.
I just said what everybody was thinking or what they should be thinking. Jesus, it's just facts. I'm not telling them, you know, I'm not sitting here telling them it's not corn and it's corn.
I mean, if you want to eat it, eat it.
Yeah, like, it's not going to kill you, but go ahead and take the shot. It's not going to kill you. Oh, what happened? Okay. Sorry, my bad.
You notice they're starting to wear masks again?
Oh, dude, they've already said it. I even told my wife this. TSA was briefed by, and I was trying to figure out how and who, they said the CDC briefed TSA is what they said about a week ago. They went ahead and bring in some of the TSA people and some of the people that I know that work at airport, you know, on the back end, were like, get ready. They're fixing to start forcing masking at the airport in a couple of weeks. They've already been notified and TSA's had a meeting on it.
Yep.
And I was like, what? So I did some digging. This is from people who work at the airport, who work in those areas. So they told me, so I started looking, and sure enough, and then there's been murmurs out there of, yeah, they're fixing to start pushing mandates again. And guess what? The White House did yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. Like, hey, everybody, you need to get COVID shots. We found a new strain. And by September, we'll have more shots ready for you. So you need to be ready to have another shot and to prevent. And by the way, and so I did some digging, and there's several scientists and doctors are like, this strain of what they say they found, And they said it's legitimate thing, strain. It's nowhere near the potency or strength Omicron was, which was the second version.
Yeah.
They go, it's like a cold because it's not even it's not even anything. It's just a strain of it, but it's so minimal. You don't need to do anything. But of course,
I got prepared though.
But here comes the shots, and here comes the mask, and here's my thing. They're about to push everybody back into the corner again.
Yep.
Sit your ass down. We're gonna restrict you again. You're gonna make life difficult again. We're gonna get everybody mad at each other again. if we all come together like everybody did on Bud Light, who got mad at Bud Light and made their point against Bud Light and stand against everybody, like stop traveling, stop dealing with the people who or the businesses and companies.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to see that. And especially if they start pushing hard again, they're going to see, I don't care what side of the fence you want.
They're going to see resistance.
I think they're going to see resistance like they ain't seen yet.
Yeah.
I think they're going to see some stuff they haven't seen yet. You think Bud Light, you think the blowback on Bud Light was bad? You're about to see a blowback that you haven't seen before. And that's what, what it's going to take. Because
it's going to take that. Yeah.
Look, you make your own decision. I'm not telling you what to do. Make your own decision. If you want to wear one, there's people still wearing masks every day. And I'm like, that's you, bro. That's you. Just don't come talk to me. Because I'm not going to try to interpret what you're saying. And I'm not going to try, you know, we're not going to do that because I'm going to have to get within 6 inches of it because I can't hear what you goddamn saying anyway. So take whatever I got. Take whatever I got. You still going to touch the same crap I'm touching and not wash your hands.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's just be honest.
Go touch screen or corner menu.
Yeah. So, and I don't bash anybody. I don't give them weird looks. I'm like, you're wearing a mask. But back 3 years ago, if I didn't wear a mask, people were like, oh, you're and they want to fight. I'm like, you want to fight?
Yeah.
Get over here. Let's swing.
Yeah.
No. But so again, I don't do that, but they do that to me. Some people be
like, it's different.
But it's different. But anyways, but this is my point. And I think they don't know what's coming. They're mildly suggesting now, but come September, October, they're going to go, hey, they're going to make a big deal out of it. Because here's the thing. I believe it's going to be weaponized, it was already weaponized once. I think they're going to, I know, and I can see, I know this. And I'm just going to say this. I think, and then when it's true, we can circle back and replay this. Because I'm not petty at all. But when they do and everybody pushes back, because when they say, hey, you have to start mandating again and start forcing masks, you can't travel with the mask on. They start saying you can't go to the grocery store. They're going to start telling grocery stores and businesses you can't sell to people, can't let people in on masks. People are going to go, watch this.
Yeah.
You think $40 billion in losses of beer was bad? Wait, do you get people who don't really, who weren't mad about the Bud Light situation or whatever, who weren't beer drinkers, but all go, okay, well, we ain't got to go there either. We ain't got to fly. We ain't got to travel. We ain't got to do this.
Yeah, enough is enough bunch.
Yeah, they're going to weaponize it for an election. That's what they're going to do. It's for
exactly.
That's the sad part. That's the part where everybody, I think, is going to really wake up. And I think people are starting to wake up.
Yeah.
To realize it's not tinfoil hat. It's not conspiracy. It's not right wing. It's not all these things. It's not Trump. It's not all these things. It's actually a system that's in place that's bigger.
Yeah.
That's
the puppet strings are a little higher.
Yeah, than just a president or a left side or a right side. It's a bigger machine. It's a bigger thing. And I'm scared to see. I'm very nervous. I'm very scared because I don't want what I know and what I see and what I believe. My wife's like, it's like, I wasn't crazy when this COVID shit happened. And I told you, I said, here's the playbook I see coming. And it went almost according down to the line. Now, how far I thought it was going to go, they cut it short. And I was like, chapter 2's got to come somewhere down the road.
Yeah.
And I think
they pushed it as far as they could without getting to that breaking point.
Yeah, because they knew they were like, I think we're going to get blowback in a way we haven't seen. We need to sit and let this rest so we can use it to say, hey, now we can use martial law. Now we can use override. Now we can... Now we can enforce ourselves. Let's ride what we've got in the seat we've got. They can't get us out.
And we've also put enough hidden laws in the book. that covered some of this stuff.
Oh, dude, there's so many hidden back end stuff I've been reading and I found, and they're like, and I people are like, this, it's in there. And I was, so I went and looked, and I was like, look at this shit. I mean, even when I had the FedNow program, you heard me beating my fist about it. Nobody will go and look and read.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all don't understand what's on the back end. What's involved in this thing? I went, but now it's harder to find. I went and tried to search it the other day, and I can't find the exact one. And I had to search even harder, but I found it. I was like, there's a lot of pages in this thing. There's a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah.
And it ain't in the front, it's in the middle and in the back. And I'm like, y'all don't understand. Y'all, and when I say y'all, the people who have not read it, the people who have not gone through it and see what the open door back end is of being able to get rid of the paper dollar, go full electronic, which people are like, oh, that's going to happen anyways. No. It's going to happen in a way that if you don't get this shot or you don't, which they already tried to pull that, we're going to take your money. You ain't going to be allowed to spend money. We've already seen it in other countries. It's coming right. It's right here. It's here.
So I need to get that other donkey so I can plow the field.
Yes, you need to get the other donkey so you can plow the field.
Makes sense.
You have to grow your own food because here's the thing. And it's a backdoor for them to own everything you have. So that way your loan with the bank. So if they own the bank, they own you, they own the loan. Because if you don't own your property outright, they own that and they can take and seize and control that.
Yeah. People don't want to see that though.
Huh?
People don't want to see that.
No, people don't. And then there's some people out there that are like, yeah, take your stuff. And then those are the people who don't own anything. Those are the people who can't afford things. Those are the people who don't read this stuff. And it's like, well, if you are that cynical against people, then we don't need you in society. And I hate to say that, but you are not a good person.
Yeah. And the problem is there's not a lot of them out there, but it's just enough to spark that fire.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I'm prepared, though. I just bought 60 rolls of toilet paper.
60 rolls of toilet paper. There you go.
So I'm good.
There you go. I don't care. I'll wipe. I love, dude, I got enough trees and bushes around here. I'll wipe my butt with a tree bush. I'll go back to doing the corn cob back in the day. Remember the corn cobs? You don't remember it, but that's what they used to use back in the day. Because, hey, McDonald's got to get rid of them corn cobs. They're just selling us the nuggets. Maybe they'll sell us the cobs. Maybe they'll sell us a bag of cobs to wipe our ass with. Go back to the 1800s.
Yeah.
Show you. I'll show you.
Can you imagine though, the candy ass people doing that though?
What's that? The candy ass people you went in and out again? What the candy?
The candy ass people that we have in today's time wiping with corn cobs.
Oh, they freak out.
Yeah.
They freak out so bad.
World War III of a corn cob.
I was like, dude, I'll find some lead, bro. I'll find some.
Find some cardboard.
I mean, but you got to give it to them. Not a bad thought, corn cob back in the day. Not a bad idea. Dried out corn cob. It's actually kind of soft and oily. It's like, but it's like, this is interesting.
I think of the first person who done that, though.
Yeah, who's the guy that said, hey, let's do this dry corn cob? I think he was doing more than just wiping. I think there was more of a toy, more of a something else going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Dude, I got to get 5 fillings tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I went to dentist yesterday. They cleaned them and they go, hey, man, which I knew I had a couple like small cavities I needed to get. They told me 3 years ago and I haven't been back since.
Yeah.
But they didn't regress. I go, I don't know how you did this, but they've not gotten worse. They're still small. They've not progressed. How have you done that? And I said, well, I brushed my teeth. They go, yeah, we can tell you have worn your gum. You're brushing too hard, bro. I'm like, oh, what? That's now I got in trouble. Now I've receded my gum, so I brush it so hard.
Yeah, I need to go get one pulled.
Oh. Ooh. Let me do it.
Is it cheaper than what they charge?
I won't even charge it. And I'll throw in a free donkey.
And a free donkey.
And a free donkey. Throw in a free donkey, and I'll pull it for free. You win all the way around.
Win-win situation.
Win-win. Win situation. I'll even steal some of that numbing gel. See if they give me some of that numbing gel tomorrow. Let me walk out with it and be like, all right, here we go.
That's what I've been using, hurricane gel.
Or gel.
That hurricane.
I don't know that.
Hurricane. Hurricane's in the pharmacy. You got to go back there to ask them for it.
Oh.
Some good stuff. Yeah.
I'll remember that. I guess it's stronger than or gel, I'm assuming.
Yeah. It lasts longer too.
Oh.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, you know. Now I know. I'm going to try it. What's else going on here? I get some feeling. Yeah, Dennis. That's always something, you know. Oh, I had a good time at Zanies in Chicago last week. It was great. Old school. It's been there since 1978.
Oh, wow.
Got to do an old school club and perform there with my buddy AJ Wilkerson. It was awesome. Had a good time. I had to do comedy outdoors a couple of times, and now it's just finally cooling off. It's been 113 degrees here in Georgia, and I had to do comedy outside. It's not fun. I don't know who brought
it. I was going to say, who thought of that?
Look, I've been doing some outdoor comedy up north now. Out north, it was fine. Yeah. I think you saw a video. I don't know if you saw it or not. I was 49 degrees a couple of weeks ago. I had to put a sweatshirt on. That's different.
Yeah.
It's already fall up there. Like, fall up there. Like, and they're like, oh, this is when we stop doing comedy because it's fixing to start getting cold. I'm like, shh, I'll come back and do it in this weather. I'll come back and do it in the cold out there. But you don't understand what it's like in Georgia right now. It's 113 degrees. We just got rain yesterday for the first time in weeks.
Yeah.
It's so hot. It's been so hot. I've been wanting to get in the pool. It's not that the water's hot. It's 92, but it's just like, even though I'm still, my head's above water, I'm like, it's hot.
Yeah.
Like, it's hot to breathe, bro. Like, it's hot to breathe. Even my buddies came over the other day. We sat in the pool for a couple, and we all looked at us like, yeah, I'm going to go inside. I'm going to go home.
It's not been this hot in a while, though.
It hadn't been this hot in a long time. It hadn't been this hot since I think I cut down trees for a summer when I was 32 and in 08 when everything went bottoms up.
Yeah.
You know?
I think we have a cold winter, though.
Yeah, I hope so. I really do. I really, really do. I think up north in some areas that didn't have a cold summer last summer will have a colder one. I think they're going to have a colder one.
I'm not
sure. I could be wrong. That's just the weather thing is just something I used to be able to peg really good, but it's been a little bit harder here lately. But I hope so. But hey, you see this Bob Barker died?
I seen that.
Bob Barker died.
Man, I made a post about that and like half my audience was like, who's up?
Yeah, well, because your audience is children.
Like, they don't, okay.
And they have no one to go home and watch when they're sick. That's all we had. We had Bob Barker. If you were homesick, went home. You either got soap operas or Bob Barker.
Man, there were the days.
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock in the morning, Bob Barker would come on.
Yeah.
With the Barker Beauties, who he diddled. He's the first diddler. And made it to 99. And yes, everybody, I saw all the comments and the low-hanging fruit comments of, because you always bet. You don't want to bet over a dollar.
Yeah.
You bet right to it. And there he got it all the way to 99. 99. He didn't go over.
I couldn't imagine living that long.
Ooh, yeah, no. I think he was pretty rough towards the end. I think he was because he was going out of the way. He did when he kind of stepped away. He was getting rough back in his 80s, and I was like, "Oh, this is he's going to go down. He's going to go down, but he's going to go down. He's going, long. He's going to stretch out." Matter of fact, speaking of that, we got to fly to Vegas. I got to go to Utah this weekend because my wife, family friend, died. And so we got it. She's going out tomorrow to be at the funeral Friday. Then me and Riley are getting up Saturday because I got a show in South Carolina. So I'll drive home, get home 2:30 in the morning, then jump on a plane at 8 to go to Vegas to not stay in Vegas, to drive out of Vegas to Utah But then we're going to come back and stay in Vegas Monday night. But I'm going to be back in Vegas in a couple of weeks anyways for the World Series of Comedy. I'm doing some shows out there. But I get to go. We get to go back. She goes, hey, why don't we drive back into Vegas Monday? Can you get us a room with your comp stuff? And which I did. We're staying at Caesars Monday night. And I'm like, yes. But we're going to have to. We don't have the teenager with us because is there stuff to do with Riley? I go, yeah, you know, there's stuff to do when they're shopping, there's yeah. candy store, there's all kinds of stuff to do. I mean, she's 15.
Bunch of shows almost. Out there.
She's 15, almost 16. She can get, I mean, we can do a lot of stuff. It's not like us taking a 5-year-old. I'm like, okay, yeah. let's just, you know. So, yeah, you know, so, and yeah, and she can watch me play the machines.
Get some educating on.
Get educating on. But she watched me gamble on the cruises, so she don't care about the casino. She's like, but there's a lot of fun stuff. So that's what I got to do this weekend. It's fun. It's fun. Good times. I like Vegas.
Sounds enjoyable.
Yeah, and then that's what my Labor Day weekend is. Labor Day weekend in Utah. Which we're going to part of Utah I've never been to. So I think we're going to try to go actually stand over and look at the Grand Canyon instead of seeing it from a plane, which I've never been there. Maybe I'll take my free donkey with me. Maybe I'll go to get my free donkey and take my donkey to the Grand Canyon.
To the Grand Canyon.
Then me and the donkey will come back, come pull your tooth, and he will stay with you.
I like the first part of that.
That way.
Second part, I'm not sure of. Yeah.
Pretty sure I could do some donkey shows out there for some money, too.
Pimp your donkey out?
Yep, donkey. Dude, we got to make some money for the ding-ding machines. Dude, I'm a hustler. Sometimes you got to go off, you know, sometimes you got to go off the rails or outside the lines to, you know, make things feasible. You know what I'm saying?
Like McDonald's corn.
Yeah, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Still not digesting it. Still not digesting it. What was the other thing I was going to talk about? We're going to talk about some other stuff. Vegas, I'm getting my feelings. Zanies. I was in Chattanooga Sunday. I talked about that. That was great. People on the Chattanooga Home Plate Bar and Grill were awesome. Zanies was awesome. I got a bunch of shows coming up. Let's check out my schedule. I'm all over the country. I need some more. I need some more dates to fill in. So please book me. Call me. So anyways, you got anything?
Maybe. Maybe you should get the donkey and that can be your sidekick. Just a suggestion.
Yeah. But I kind of like my hamster thing the better.
Donkeys a little easier to control.
Donkeys are overused.
Okay.
I think donkeys are overused and unappreciated.
Yes.
So I'm just saying you could use them on your farm because you're going to have to grow some shit to make some money because your dollars are going to be gone. Because when they say, hey, Joe, you take a shot? Be like, no. And they're like, beep, you don't have no more money. Just saying.
It makes you wonder, though, if they do that, is there going to be any, like, church regulations of, oh, you can't get it because of that, and they approve it?
Say that again one more time. I misunderstood everything you just said. I misunderstood everything you said.
Like with the new shots and stuff, if they actually make it like a regulation.
Well, they were trying to do that originally back in 2020.
But are they going to have anything like if? Are they going to have anything like if you're based with a church group, you don't have to get it?
No.
Or if you don't have to get it.
They absolve. They dissolved that and said back in 2020. They made it a law that or rule and added it that because all these people were saying that at work, like it's not my religious belief. And then they said, no, you can't do that. And they go, well, whoa, whoa, whoa. What about all these years people were saying I don't agree with that. I can't do that at work because of my religious beliefs, and we're let out of whatever that was, or didn't have to follow like everybody else did because they're religious. But all of a sudden, now because you're pushing this vaccination COVID shot on me that we don't fully understand, and you're saying because my religious beliefs, therefore, they basically said, you can't do that. They're like, doesn't matter, religious belief or not, you have to take care of your fire. See, and you still got all these companies out there that let all these people go. Still got all these nurses, all these, you know, and all these people out there who basically were fired, and they tried that. And now they can't, you can get around that. You can. And I've got an actual documented letter that I got from a guy who actually used an attorney and a pastor and all this stuff that put all this together and actually use it, and it holds up. The problem is for it to hold up, you've got to basically get fired. You then have to sue them, get an attorney, sue them, take them to court, which that takes time and money.
Yep.
And then eventually, and if people had done that and stuck it out, they would have gotten their job back, but they'd have had to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to sue them to do that. It wasn't as easy as, like, here's my letter. They basically said, well, and it's basically an easy way of saying, you don't got enough money to fight us.
Yeah.
So we're just going to fire you anyways. And then you get and prove us wrong. You can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, or, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, hire an attorney. And we know you ain't got it. It's kind of like a corporate takeover is what it is.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You
know,
you bully the little guy until he has to prove himself innocent and right. Instead of saying, we acknowledge your religious belief. Okay, it's not a big deal. They're like, no. We don't care. Religious, not, whatever. You're taking it. And then you can sue us in the court of law. And then your rights are non-existent until you take us to court and spend all your money to prove that you have these rights, even though the Constitution,
I think it should be a height limit.
Well, they were giving them the babies.
If you're over 4 foot, you have to have it. 4 foot and under, you don't.
Listen, dude. I've talked to a few people who had who had babies. They were pregnant, and they were told to take the COVID shot, and they told it would be safe. And now the babies have issues.
Yep.
Cognitive. There's some of them have hearing issues, and some of them have learning disabilities and severe issues within the doctors. Like, this is a direct side effect of shot.
Yeah.
And so there are people out there dealing with that, and they're not talking about it enough. And I know people directly that I've had that conversation with just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they had to say, the baby will hopefully grow out of it and get over, but it's going to take a lot of work. But they have hearing issues, cognitive issues, learning issues, and other things. Yes, the doctor said it's a direct effect of that shot when they have it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are they suing? They go, they're trying. There's no real way to do it. And I'm like,
nobody wants to speak about it, so nobody wants to get together to just make a massive-ass lawsuit.
Yeah. And I feel bad now because, I mean, it's like, you know, you don't want to sit here and say, you know, look, everybody, like I told you, I'm allergic to one of the main things in there.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to all these medications.
Yeah.
You can't have it for a medical reason. I know that I'm not going to gamble to see how the side effects work. I know how side effects work with medication. They don't work good at all.
Yeah.
And I've had a couple of near-death experiences, and they're like, oh, it'll be fine. I'm like, it's not fine.
Yeah.
It's not fine.
It's me. It's not you.
It's me. It's not you, bro. And then if I die, you're like, our bad.
Yeah. Huh? Well, we were just practicing.
Yeah. What happened to my body, my choice? And then they throw that out the way. They want to throw that in your face, but then they want to throw that out the back door as soon as you go, hey, my body, my choice. You know, it's like, which I do agree, it should be your body, your choice, pretty much anything with medical.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get on the fence of saying, you know, that's, you know, about abortion, but I'm saying, you know, if that's what you want to do and that's what you go through and do, that is your decision. That is what you live with. That is what you have to deal with here in this life or after, whatever.
Yeah.
That's your decision. Just like I should have a decision on when I talk to my doctor. Hey, man, what's this medicine you want to give me? Okay, what's the side effects? What's all in that medicine? I've had the conversation with doctors, like, trying to give me new medication. I'm like, what is in that? And I start, like, you know what? I'll read it. And then I start reading. I'm like, this has got the crap in it that I'm allergic to.
Yeah.
This has got some form of penicillin, amoxicillin, codeine, or all these, or erythritol. It's got it in here. I took chemistry. I'm not that bright, but I took chemistry. I can read what it says. It says this. It says it's in here.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, it's just a sister of that. And I'm like, it's sister, brother, whatever. It's still the same goddamn thing.
Yeah. But people don't, the people just go and they just get the crap. They just take it. They don't look at nothing.
No. And God bless you if you're one of these people that can take penicillin, that can take, you know, easy pain medications or anything. I can't take any of it. Even the stuff I can take, which is the only thing I can take and deal with, I still have side effects from it. I basically almost have to do, when I have surgery, I don't take anything after surgery. I just deal with the pain because I can't take codeine. I can't take any of these other pain medications. And the only medication that I don't have severe reactions to, but I do have reactions to, is morphine. But I can't say that because as soon as you say the M word, the only thing I can take is this. All of a sudden, everybody, he's a drug addict. Oh, we got a drug addict. We got a live one.
Yeah.
Don't give it to him. I'm like, don't give it to him. I'm still going to have allergic reaction. I'm still going to itch. I'm still going to freaking wig out. I'm still going to have all these weird side effects to it, but I'm not going to have the one that kills me like these other ones. Because I've been, have had to be rushed to the hospital on codeine.
That's why I try not to take anything.
My dad had to be rushed to the hospital on Vicodin as well. He had a bad reaction. I'm like, it's like, we can't take it. I can't take it. It's like, and so, you know, you just learn to go, you know, but, and it's, so when I know this stuff, and it's like, you, and it's sad because you're like, you can't trust anybody in the medical field anymore. You can't trust doctors. You can't trust nobody. Oh, this would be life. I've had nurses push stuff on me and put stuff. And I'm like, no, stop. Yeah. You, just because you're, no, when I say no, that means no, motherfucker. Excuse my language. But
I'm just going to be a WebMD doctor.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. If you are dying and they're like, hey, we need to crack your chest up, and, you know, crack away, but big Boy Scout, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know anymore.
Yeah. It's weird. It's just so weird, bro. So weird. I'm just waiting for the next restaurant to give us the best ba-da-ba-ba new thing we can... new thing we can talk
it's
about.
It's coming.
Yes, coming.
It's coming.
All right, I gotta go, bro. It's been a good talking to you, catching up.
Yes, sir. We
will try to catch up again next week. I don't have shows on next week, so we'll do another one. Hopefully, I have some more things to talk about. Hopefully, McDonald's, maybe Burger King, come out and do something stupid too.
Green beans.
Green beans. Maybe they'll do green beans. Other than that, thank you for listening and watching. If you're listening to us, Spotify or the 17 podcasts we're on, platforms we're on, thank you. Give us 5 stars or 4 stars or 3 or 2. And actually, give us 5. Just tell us we suck, okay? But anyway, we had fun. Hopefully, I get my computer working. Upload this pretty soon. But listen, check us back. We're going to get back in our regular schedule. We've just been real busy. Check out my comedy schedule on andygunner.com or my Facebook. It's on my Facebook. It's not on my website as much. I'm trying to update as fast as I can, but I'm doing shows and they're coming in as fast. Go check Jody at Midget Mafia, US.us, Midget Mafia OG.us. God, it's been a while since I've said it. Or on his TikTok, and Midget Mafia OG. But most of his audience is 2 years to 12 years old. But other than that, you're
something like that.
Anybody older than that, you are welcome to it. That's why we're able to do this, because all his fan base is in school right now. So that's how he's able to be free. I'm not mad. I'm at 2.5 million. I could get more book. I could get booked more. What age am I? Like, Andy, nobody showed up. I know everybody. It's on my
page. They're still in school.
They're still in high school.
Wait till summer, though. Wait till summer.
Wait till summer. Well, you only got 7 weeks of summer, so you got a short, little window.
Squeeze it all in.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Jody. We'll talk to you soon. I'm going to get you that donkey. Go check him out. Dude, he's pretty. He's beautiful. No. We're going to pull your tooth and get you a new donkey.
It can go in your swimming pool.
Hopefully next week I'll be like, we pulled Jody's tooth and we have a new donkey in the pen. That's our goal. See y'all. You can say bye, Jody. Okay. Well, fine, Jody.
Bye.